各位兄弟姐妹，大家好，来，咱先祈祷哈。
Good morning, everyone. Let's pray.
主爱天父，我相信你大有能力，你有国外的大能，会使带领阮胜过死亡的威胁。你也有创造的大能，会使为有为无变有，兴起环境。
Dear Heavenly Father, we believe you have almighty power.You have the power of resurrection. You can lead us to overcome the threat of death. You also have the power to create, and you can create something from nothing.
所以，阮一个无希望的时阵，犹原有盼望；一个困难的时阵，因为相信你所应允的，阮生命都有新的转机。
So even when we are hopeless, we still have hope in times of trouble. Because we trust in your promises, our life will have hope. And in times of difficulty, because we believe in your promises, our life will have a new turning point.
多谢你的应允，带予阮有信心，带予阮有力量甲盼望。阮感谢基督，奉主的名求，阿门。
Thank you for your promises. Give us confidence and also give us strength and hope. We give thanks and pray in the name of the Lord. Amen.
今天的信息会用华语加英文讲。
Today the message will be delivered in Mandarin and English.
我们上次讲保罗的因信称义。这个恩呢，是神的恩典，是人不配得的礼物。
The last time we talked about Paul's justification by faith. Speaking of justification, it is by grace through faith. This grace is God's grace, a gift that no one deserves.
行后调，神呼召亚伯拉罕离开乌尔拜偶像的地方。带领他平安地来到迦南地，在年老的时候又赐给他儿子以撒。
God called Abraham to leave the land of idolatry in Ur and safely led him to the land of Canaan. When he was old, God also gave him a son, Isaac.
这些都是神给亚伯拉罕的恩典，并不是因为他有特别的功绩。
These are the graces given by God to Abraham. It's not because Abraham had any special merits.
但犹太人，却认为亚伯拉罕是透过顺服的行为和犹太人的身份，在上帝面前蒙了恩，得了福。
But the Jews believed that through acts of obedience and Jewish identity, they could find favor before God and receive blessings.
他们以身为亚伯拉罕的后裔为荣耀，因为应许是先给亚伯拉罕的，圣言也是先赐给他们的。
They pride themselves on being descendants of Abraham. Because the promise was given to Abraham first,The Holy Word was also given to them first.
他们以守律法为夸口，以守节日为自傲，认定割礼了就不会下地狱，把安全感建立在仪式上。
The Jews boasted about keeping the law. They took pride in observing rituals. If a Jewish man was circumcised, they believed that they would not go to hell. They built a sense of security in these rites.
他们抗议因信称义的道理，说我们得救若与传统无关，那当犹太人有什么好处呢？割礼有什么好处呢？神要废掉我们的祖先亚伯拉罕吗？
The Jews protested against justification by faith. They said, if our salvation has nothing to do with tradition, what are the benefits of being a Jew?What are the benefits of circumcision? Does God want to abandon our ancestors?
保罗反问犹太人，那你们说好了，我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着行为到底得了什么呢？什么都没有。
Paul responded to the Jews with a rhetorical question. Then you tell me, what did our ancestors gain by relying on works? Nothing at all.
所以保罗呢， 用亚伯拉罕为佐证，说明人称义不是靠着肉体行为，不是靠着宗教礼仪，也不是靠着律法，而是靠着信心。
Paul used Abraham as an example and said, people are justified not by works, not by relying on religious etiquette, nor by their obedience to the law, but only by faith.
所以呢，这是我们要分享的信息哈。称义不是靠好行为，不是靠宗教礼仪，不是靠守律法，只能靠信心。
Okay, so this is the message we are going to share today. Justification is not by works. It's not by religious rituals, and it's not by keeping the law. It's just by faith.
Okay, 从称义不是靠好行为来开始看，人为得救所行的都是出于肉体的行为，都是为自己立功，没有价值。
Okay, let's start by talking about how justification is not by works. Everything an unsaved man does is based on the works of the flesh. They are all doing it for themselves, and their works have no value in God.
所以亚伯拉罕的义是出于，若是出于肉体靠着自己的力量产生的行为，在人的面前也许可以夸口，但是在神的面前没有可以夸口的。
Therefore, if Abraham's righteousness came from the flesh and he relied on his own strength, he might have something to boast about before men, but there would be nothing to boast about before God.
因为世人都犯了罪，都有瑕疵缺点，都欠缺了神的荣耀，都达不到神的公义、完美、圣洁的标准。
Because everyone has sinned, all have flaws and shortcomings, and all fall short of the glory of God. None of them can reach God's standards of righteousness, perfection, or holiness.
这就是为什么保罗说人呢、无法用行为，无法用立功的方法来称义，只能用信主的方法写在上面。
And this is why Paul said, man cannot be justified by works, nor by merits. You can only believe in the Lord.
亚伯拉罕呢，就是完全用信主的方法，完全相信神所说的是真实的。神说要赐给他有后裔，土地，还有要成为大国。他相信神所说的，神就算他为义。
Abraham believed in the Lord and completely believed what God said was true. God said that he would give him descendants, land, and help his people become a great nation. And he believed what God said, and God counted him as righteous.
行为称义，所得的义呢，不算是恩典。就像做工得工匠，用时间和劳苦所换得的薪水，这些是应该得的。凡是付代价，用东西换取，得到报酬，那个不是恩典。
Earned righteousness is not considered grace. Just as you receive wages for your work, and the salary you get for your time and hard work is what you deserve. Whenever you pay a price or exchange something, what you get is reward, not grace.
亚伯拉罕单纯地相信神，相信这位称罪人为义的神，他没有做工，神算他是义人，不做工得到被称义的工价，这是神的恩典。
Abraham simply believed in God. He believed that this is the God who justifies sinners. He did not work, but God counted him as righteous. He did not work, but he received the wages of justification. This justification is God's grace.
所以神的恩典是没有办法用人的行为取代，没有办法用人的努力来得着，想要以行为被神称义是不可能的。
God's grace cannot be replaced by human actions and cannot be obtained through human efforts. It is impossible to be justified by God through our works.
所以共 所以说出于恩典呢，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典。
Therefore it is said, by grace not by works, otherwise grace is no longer grace.
亚伯拉罕蒙神赐福，并不是因为他没有过犯。诗篇说，神如果查究人的罪孽，谁能站立得住呢？亚伯拉罕跟我们一样，在神的面前都是有罪的人。
Abraham was blessed by God, not because he had no transgressions. Psalm says, if God considers sin, who can stand? Abraham, like us, is guilty before God.
但罪人被神称义是有福的，因为过要被赦免，罪要被遮盖，主不再看人有罪。
But sinners are blessed when they are justified by God. Their transgressions are forgiven and their sins covered. The Lord no longer sees them as sinners.
过来，再来，我们看，称义，不是靠宗教礼仪。刚刚说的，称义的恩典，称义的福，是过能被遮盖，过能被赦免，罪能被遮盖，主不再看他是有罪的。
Okay, so let's look at how righteousness is not obtained through religious rites. These blessings that were mentioned before, transgressions being forgiven, sin being covered, and the Lord no longer seeing people as sinners.
这恩典不单单要加给那受割礼的犹太人，也要加给那未受割礼的外邦人。因亚伯拉罕的亚伯拉罕因信称义的时候，他还未受割礼。割礼是在14年以后的事。
This grace is not only for the circumcised Jews, but also for the uncircumcised Gentiles. When Abraham was justified by faith, he was not yet circumcised. His circumcision took place 14 years later.
所以亚伯拉罕后来割礼的事实呢，就成为因信称义的印证，让外邦人不受割礼也可以因信称义。
So this late circumcision became the seal of righteousness that he had by faith. And this let all uncircumcised Gentiles also be justified by faith.
这个割礼是犹太人的宗教礼仪之一，外在的割礼，只有属灵的外表，没有属灵的事实，不能净化人的罪，不能使人称义，也得不到称义的恩典。
Circumcision is one of the Jewish religious rituals, but it purely only has a spiritual appearance. It cannot purify people from their sins. It cannot justify anyone, and it cannot help people receive God's blessings.
神不看外表敬虔，神在意的是里面的灵，内在的割礼。人若用信心接受神赦罪的恩典，神的义要归给他，这个人会有从神来的称赞和应许。
God does not look at outer appearance as piousness. What God cares about is the inner spirit, the inner circumcision. If a person accepts God's forgiveness of sins with faith, God's righteousness will be placed onto him. This person will have praise and promises from God.
所以称义呢，与宗教礼无关，与割礼无关。与洗礼也没有关系，因为洗礼是内在的相信的外在表现，是个人公开表白他对神有内在的信心。
So justification has nothing to do with religious rituals, circumcision, or even baptism. Baptism is the outward expression of inner faith. It is a person's public expression of his faith in God.
称义也不是靠遵守律法。之前我们提过了，神的义已经在律法以外显明。旧约的先知书、律法书的一再的启示，有位要来拯救世人的弥赛亚。
Justification also does not depend on keeping the law. As mentioned before, God's righteousness has been revealed outside the law. The prophets and the law of the Old Testament are revealed again and again. that there is a Messiah who will come to save the world.
现在这位拥有公义又能把义啊，又能称人为义的救主耶稣已经来了，他就是弥赛亚啊，他已经完成了救赎。
Now, the Savior Jesus, who possesses righteousness and has the power to justify people, has come. He is the Messiah and has completed redemption.
所以称义得救是借着耶稣完成的，不是靠遵守律法。
So that means that justification and salvation are accomplished through Jesus and not by obedience to the law.
我们再来看的就是德为后世啊，不因律法。在创世纪，神应许亚伯拉罕要使他成为一个大国，他的后裔要如天上的星，地上的沙。
Now let's look at how people cannot become heirs by depending on the law. In Genesis, God promised Abraham to make his people a great nation. His descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore.
在亚伯拉罕被称义之后，神加以说明他的应许。他说：“我是耶和华，我要将这个地赐你为业。”每次神对亚伯拉罕重提应许，都会提到。
After Abraham was justified by God, God further explained his promise. He said, I am the Lord. I want to give you this land as your inheritance. Every time God told this promise to Abraham, he always mentioned that all the nations will be blessed through him.
可见神已经预先计划要透过亚伯拉罕和他的后裔来祝福这个世界，也预备了救赎主要来实现这个应许。这个救赎主就是亚伯拉罕的那一位后裔。
It can be seen that God has planned in advance to bless this world through Abraham and his descendants. A redeemer was also prepared to fulfill this promise. This redeemer will be a specific descendant of Abraham.
所以保罗在加拉太书说，神要世人都因信称义，他早就应许亚伯拉罕，对他说，万国都必因你得福。
Therefore, Paul said in Galatians, God wants all people to be justified by faith. So he made a promise to Abraham. He told him, all nations will be blessed through you.
而当神赐给亚伯拉罕应许的时候，那时候还没有律法。神赐律法是400年以后的事情，所以亚伯拉罕和他的后裔得应许，不是根据律法，而是因为亚伯拉罕相信神所说的话。
And when God gave Abraham this promise, there was no law yet. God gave the law 400 years later. So the promise to Abraham and his descendants was not based on the law, but was because Abraham believed what God said.
所以说德为后世承受世界，若是根据律法，亚伯拉罕的信就落空了，神的应许也就无法成就，因为不可能或无法成就的条件呢，就让神的承诺成为无效。
Therefore, if becoming an heir to inherit the world is based on following the laws, then Abraham's faith would have been in vain, and God's promise would not be fulfilled. If God's promise is based on the law, because there was no law during Abraham's time, then God's promises would be nullified.
德为后世所要承受的世界，在旧约当时他们看到的是亚伯拉罕肉身的后裔将要进入的那个迦南地。
The world that Abraham's descendants would have inherited was the land of Canaan in the Old Testament.
在新约，耶稣基督的救赎已经完成，所有相信主耶稣的基督徒都是亚伯拉罕属灵的后裔，都要成为神国的继承人，承受神的国。
In the New Testament, Jesus' redemption has been completed, and all Christians who believe in him are spiritual descendants of Abraham, who will all become heirs to the kingdom of God and inherit God's world.
所以德为后世承受世界，这个应许是本乎信，要用信心得到，不必付出行为的代价，所以也是属乎恩。 要归给那没有律法的犹太人，也要归给那没有律法但是效法亚伯拉罕信心的外邦人。
Therefore, God's promise for people to become heirs and to inherit the world is based on man's faith and God's grace. This promise of the world is for the Jews who are of the law and also for the Gentiles who do not have the law but imitate Abraham's faith.
这就是为什么保罗说称义成为神的后嗣，是因着信，不是遵守律法。
And that's why Paul said that becoming an heir of God is through faith and does not depend on keeping the law.
律法从来就不是为称义得救的手段，它暴露人的罪性，它让人知道说没有能力达到神的标准，驱使人凭着信心来到神的面前。
The law has never been a means of justification and salvation. It actually exposes people's sins and makes people know that they are unable to meet God's standards, and it drives people to come before God by faith.
所以呢，称义唯独靠信心。那信什么呢？亚伯拉罕所相信的这位神是始无变有的神。以撒的出生证明神有这个能力，这更坚定了亚伯拉罕对神的信心。
So justification depends solely on faith. So what do we believe in? The God that Abraham believes in is a God who can make something out of nothing. The birth of Isaac proves that God has this power, and this strengthened Abraham's faith.
亚伯拉罕所相信的这位神也是使人得生命的神。他愿意顺从神的命令，把以撒献上，因为神说他的后裔要如天上的星，地上的沙，他的后裔要承受这个世界，从以撒生的才是他的后裔。
Abraham believed that this God can also give life to the dead. He is willing to obey God's command to sacrifice Isaac because God said that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sand. Only Isaac's descendants will become Abraham's heirs and inherit the world.
即使以撒被献上，亚伯拉罕相信神必能使他复活。亚伯拉罕所相信的这位神呢，是能叫死人复活、得生命的神。
So even though Isaac was to be sacrificed, Abraham believed that God will be able to resurrect him. The God Abraham believes in is the God who can give life to the dead.
在新约，我们相信从死里复活的耶稣，他的死是为了救赎人的罪，满足神公义的要求。
In the New Testament, we believe in Jesus who rose from the dead. His death was for the redemption of man's sins. This met the demands of God's justice.
他的复活证明了说，神悦纳耶稣献上的赎罪祭，不再看我们是罪人，我们只要心里相信，从死里复活的基督，我们就可以称义。
His resurrection proves that God accepts Jesus' sin offering for man. We are no longer considered sinners. We can be justified simply by believing in our hearts that Christ was resurrected from the dead.
跳过那个。OK, 好。Charles Wesley 医生他创造了6500的赞美诗哈。他有一条有名的歌标题是可以吗？
Charles Wesley, a religious leader and hymnist, composed 6,500 hymns during his lifetime. He has a famous hymn titled, And Can It Be?
歌曲大意是说，我的主啊，你为我而死，为了爱你倒空了一切，让我披戴你神圣的义，奇妙的爱怎么会这样子呢？我的上帝啊，你应该为我死吗？
The song goes, My Lord Jesus, you died for me. For love, you gave up everything. You let me clothe myself with your holy righteousness. Wonderful love, how could it be like this? My God, why should you die for me?
很美的一首诗歌，我们看到了主耶稣的爱， 我们期待的公义、圣洁还有救赎呢，都是从他而来的。
This is a very beautiful poem, and we see the love of Jesus, and we are clothed with righteousness, holiness, and redemption. It all comes from Him.
亚伯拉罕的信心呢？是我们的榜样。他被称为信心之父。这边的经文说，他在无可指望的时候，因信能有指望。神应许要给他一个儿子，可是这个应许呢，是经过了13年以后才实现。
Abraham is a good example of faith and is called the father of faith. The scripture says, when there was no hope, he still had hope through faith. God promised to give Abraham a son, but this promise was not realized until 13 years later.
在等候的过程中，在无可指望的情况下，因为对神话语满怀的有把握，所以在内心的深处仍然相信。
In the process of waiting in this hopeless situation, because he was full of confidence in God's words, deep in his heart he still believed in God's promise.
在他将近百岁的时候，想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝了，在这种双重的死亡中，他的信心仍然不弱。
Since Abraham was nearly 100 years old, he knew that his body was as good as dead, and Sarah's fertility was also gone, but Abraham's faith was not weakened.
亚伯拉罕单单仰望神的应许，将信心建立在神的话语上，所以他内心不疑惑，不动摇，把坚固的信心呢，当作荣耀归给神。
Abraham looked only to God's promises and built his faith on God's words. Therefore, he did not have any doubts in his heart, and he never faltered in his solid faith. His unwavering faith glorified God.
他满心相信神所应许的必定成就。神因为他毫无保留的信心呢，就称他为义。
He fully believed what God had promised would come true, and because of Abraham's unreserved faith, God counts him as righteous.
这里有个故事哈，几年前加州有一个农夫呢，过着非常艰苦的日子。他住的地方已经有4年的干旱，许多农夫都开始放弃了农场，搬到城市去。但是这位农夫拒绝放弃，他祷告以后，觉得他应该挖一口井。
There is a story where long ago there was a farmer in California living a very hard life. The area he lived in had been in a drought for about 4 years. Many farmers began to abandon their farms and move to the cities. But this farmer refused to give up. He prayed and decided that he should dig a well.
打一口井的本钱是20万，相当于他一生的积蓄，是很大的投资。在大家陆续的离开了农场的时候，他靠着信心坚持留下来，用他的积蓄挖了一口井。
The cost of digging a deep well was $200,000, which was equivalent to his life savings. It was a huge investment. As everyone was leaving the farm, one after another, he relied on his faith and decided to use his savings to dig the well.
现今，这位农夫拥有41亩美丽的绿地，长满了非常甘甜的杏仁树。那杏仁树呢，带来巨大的利润。
Today, the farmer owns 40 acres of beautiful green land full of very luscious almond trees. These almond trees brought in huge profits.
当时其他的农夫呢，陷入忧郁绝望的时候，他们看到的是无指望的情形。但是这位挖井的农夫，借着从祷告来的信心，却看到了有盼望的将来。
The other farmers fell into depression and despair because they only saw a hopeless situation. But this farmer, who dug the well due to his faith and prayer, saw a hopeful future.
这个故事让我们看到，在无指望的时候，仍然可以因信有指望。
This story lets us see that when we see that there is no hope, we must have faith in God through faith.
好，那这结论 ，OK，Let's make。 好，我们做结论。
Let's conclude this message.
Okay, 好。称呼是本乎恩，也因着信啊，因为神的恩典，我们才有得救的机会。也因为我们相信那位从死里复活的主耶稣啊，他是我们信心的创始者啊，也是成全者。
Justification is by grace and by faith alone. Because of God's grace, we have the opportunity to be saved.It is also because we believe in the Lord who was resurrected from the dead. He is the creator and perfecter of our faith.
我们是凭着信心，也唯有信心，领受他的义，进入他赦罪的恩典。
It is by faith and faith alone that we receive his righteousness and enter into his sin pardoning grace.
我们读马太福音所记载的家谱，就可以看出神应许亚伯拉罕要让他，万国蒙福的那位后裔，指的就是耶稣。
Okay, so let's take a look at the genealogy recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. There we can see the descendant, of God's promise to Abraham to bless all nations. This specific descendant refers to Jesus.
家谱记载的几位妇女都是因信称义，得神特别的恩典的，在耶稣的家谱里有份，有他玛，有拉合，有路德，还有玛利亚。
Several women recorded in the family tree were all justified by faith. They received God's special grace and were part of Jesus' genealogy. There was Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and Mary.
他玛因为相信。为死去的丈夫留后是她该尽的本分。犹大说她比自己有义这个故事我们都知道哈。
Tamar believed that she needed to leave a legacy for her dead husband. This was her duty. Judah said that she was more righteous than he was. We all know this story.
拉合弃绝迦南的偶像，她不依靠人的力量转而信靠以色列的神，帮助以色列的探子脱离危险。拉合因着信，所以没有与那些不顺从的人一同灭亡。
Rahab rejected the Canaanite idols and did not rely on human strength. Instead, she trusted in Israel's God. She helped the Israelite spies out of danger, and because of her faith, Rahab did not perish with those who disobeyed.
路德不肯放弃孤苦伶仃的婆婆，极力的奉养她，以义相待。我们也希望神以义来待我们，看我们是无罪的，对我们，那我们也要先对神有义，就是相信那位死里复活的耶稣基督。
Ruth refused to leave her widowed and sad mother-in-law, and did her best to support her and treat her with kindness and loyalty. We also hope that God will treat us righteously and see us as sinless. Then we need to first be righteous to God and believe in Jesus who rose from the dead.
玛利亚也是因信蒙恩成为耶稣的母亲哈，这些都是圣经里因信称义的故事。
Mary also received grace through faith, and she became the mother of Jesus. These are all stories of justification by faith in the Bible.
还有第二点讲的。除此之外，我们要效法亚伯拉罕的信心。亚伯拉罕选择相信神的应许，神就算他为义。
Besides this, we also need to imitate Abraham's faith. Abraham chose to believe in God's promises, so God counted him as righteous.
每一次亚伯拉罕想到神的应许，说他会有后裔，万国都要因为他这个后裔得福，他就再次有了盼望，有了向往，相信明天会更接近应许的实现。
Every time Abraham thought about God's promise to him that he will have an heir and all nations will be blessed through his son, Abraham had hope and yearning again. He believed that tomorrow will be closer to the fulfillment of this promise.
在重重的困难中，在人看不可能成就的事，他继续的靠着神的应许，展现他对神的信心，继续活在盼望中。
Amidst all the difficulties, such as situations that are physically impossible for humans to achieve, he continued to rely on God's promises. This demonstrated his faith in God, and he continued to live in hope.
我们也是这样靠着信心，相信神的应许，走称义蒙福的路。
We must also rely on faith. Believe in God's promises and take the path of justification and blessing.
这是我们今天的信息。来，我们祷告。
That's today's message. Let's pray.
主爱天父，阿伯拉罕因为相信你，相信你的应允是真实的。你就算伊是异人，你讲伊是有福的，赦免伊的过犯，加看伊的罪，无阁看伊是罪人。
Dear Heavenly Father, Abraham believed in you, and we believe that your promises are true. You justified him and called him blessed. You forgave his transgressions, covered his sins, and you no longer see him as guilty.
We just 相信那位为死过活的主耶稣，我们也同样要被称义，因为耶稣为我们的罪死，为我们的称义过活。这是为你来白白的恩典，我们啥也都不做，这是何等的恩典。
As long as we believe in the Lord Jesus, who was resurrected from the dead, we will also be justified because Jesus died for our sins and was resurrected for our justification. This is a free gift from you. We did nothing. What a blessing.
帮助我们对你的话语大大有信心，因为你是讲有就有。你命令站立就站立的心，帮助我们。
Help us to respond to your word with confidence, because you are the God who speaks and it comes to be. You are the God who commands and it comes into existence.
帮助我们行事为人，是凭着信心，不是凭着感觉。我们祈祷奉主耶稣的名，阿门。